We all know that the Gemara in Yuma, the end of the Masechta, tells us that if a person is in a state of sakana, you're allowed to violate, and you're allowed to be over on any usisir in the Torah, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, in order to remove the person from the state of sakana. And we learn it out from a pasuk, v'chai bohem v'loishi yamos bohem, that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and you're allowed to be over on any isser in the Torah in order to prevent someone from a state of sakana. Now, we all know that there are three exceptions to the rule, the three averis that the halacha is yehorig val yavar, and that is gilui arayos, shvichas damim, and avodah zarah. And for these three yisurim, we should even give up our life rather than commit these yisurim. But aside from these specific Yisurim, the general rule is that you're allowed to be over on an Isser in order to save yourself from a state of Sakana and in order to save someone else from a state of Sakana. And that's the rule that is quite well known. The question is, does this halacha apply even when saving someone from a Sakana that's not a physical Sakana, but it's a Sakana Ruchni? It's a Sakana of Ruchnius and not of Gashmius. Do we say that you're allowed to perhaps violate Isurim in order to prevent someone from a state of Sakana that's a Sakana only in Ruchnius? And the example for this question is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos Simin Shin Vav, where the Mechaber brings down the following halacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if a person is told on Shabbos that his daughter was Leolenu captured, she was kidnapped and she was taken to convert to Christianity, let's say. They came and they took her and they wanted to be Ma'avira al-Adas, they wanted to convert her out of the religion. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the father is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and to be over on the Isser of Tchumen. He's allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. Even though this is an Isser, according to many Rishonim, that's Osir Midaraisa. Nevertheless, you're allowed to be over on the Isser of Tchumen in order to extricate and take your daughter out of this state of spiritual danger because they were going to be Ma'avira al-Adas, they're going to convert her out of the religion. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that it's Lav Dafka, the girl's father, that has this license and that has this dispensation. Any other person as well is allowed to be over on an Isser in order to extract this daughter from the hands of these captors. V'oid, say the Achroinim, say the Poiskim, that it's Lav Dafka, the Isser of going Chus L'Tchum. Any Isser of Shabbos, you're allowed to violate in order to bring this girl back, in order to remove her from this state of Sakona Ruchni. As they state in Shulchan Aruch and the Achroinim. But the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch in his Beis Yosef brings down that the Rashba was asked this question, and the Rashba was actually Machmir, and the Rashba actually was noita that a person cannot violate Isurim in order to save this girl who is in a state of spiritual danger, and he has to refrain from doing anything if it means being over on the Isurim of Shabbos. And the Rashba was asked about this question, and the Rashba invoked the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Dalet, where the Gemara says a klal that ein oimim chatei bishvil shiyiske chavercha, that one person has no right to violate Isurim in order to prevent a second person from being over on even an Achamar Dika Isser. So the question is one person allowed to violate an Isser Kal, a lenient Isser, a less stringent Isser, in order to prevent someone else from being over on an Isser Chomer? So the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Dalet that it's Isser. And the Gemara's case over there is that one person put bread in an oven to bake on Shabbos. And that's going to be a malach of Bishul, of Oife on Shabbos, which is one of the Lamates malachis. Are you allowed, a second person who sees this situation, is he allowed to remove the bread from the oven? thereby being over on an Issa Drabbanon of Rudiyas Apas, of removing the bread from the oven, which is Asur Drabbanon, in order to prevent the first person from being over on the Issa Daraisa of Oifa, of Bishul. And the Gemara says that it's Asur. You're not allowed to, because Ein Oimrim Chatei Bishvil Shiyuz Kechavercha. One person is not allowed to be over on an Isser Kal, on a lenient type of Isser, in order to save his friend from being over on an Isser Chomer. And therefore, the person who is witnessing this event is not allowed to be over on the Isser Derabbanon of Rudiyas HaPas, in order to prevent his friend from being over on the Isser Deraisa of Oifa. Memela, says the Rajba, even though I'm not 100% clear about this psak, says the Rajba, I'm inclined to say that the father is not allowed to be over on the Isser of going chus l'tchum, or to be over on any other Isser Shabbos, in order to prevent his daughter from being over on a more chomerdik Isser of completely falling away from the religion, because ein oimrim chatei bishvil sheyischer chaverch. The Beis Yosef disagrees with the Rajba, and the Beis Yosef holds that it's mutter for the father or anyone else to be over on the Isser of Shabbos in order to prevent this daughter from going off the derech and converting out of the religion. And says the Beis Yosef, if you take a look at Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Dalet, you'll find that there are exceptions to this klal, this rule of Ein Oimrim Chatei Bishvil Sheyischer Chavercha. And in some cases, it's mutter to violate an Isser Kal in order to prevent someone else from being over on an Isser Chom. And Tosfos brings down two Mahalchim, how to reconcile this Gemara in Shabbos Daf Dalet that seems to say that it's Osir to do an Isser Kal to prevent someone else from doing an Isser Chomer, and the Gemara in Irvin, which sounds like it's mutter to do an Isser Kal to save someone else from doing an Isser Chomer. And there's a steer between these two Gemaras, and there are two Mahalchim Be'ikr to be miyashiv and to reconcile these two Gemaras. One mahalach is that there's a distinction between a case where the first person was Peshaya and he did something wrong b'mezid, or he wasn't Peshaya. If he was negligent, he was Peshaya, then we don't say Chatei Bishvil Sheyischer Chavercha, then the second person is not allowed to commit an Isser Kal to save him from being over on an Isser Kal, because you were Peshaya. If the first person was Peshaya, the second person is not allowed to be over on the Isser Kal. However, if the first person was not at fault, he wasn't Peshaya, he didn't do anything b'mezid, then we say Chatei Bishvil Sheyischer Chavercha. Then the second person could, in fact, violate a less stringent Isser in order to prevent his friend from being over on an Isser Chomer. So that's distinction number one, that if the first person was Peshaya, you don't say Chatei, and if the person was not Peshaya, then you say Chatei. Mahalach number two, regarding normal Isurim, we say Ein Oimrim La'odam Chatei Bishvil Sheyischer Chavercha. Normally you say that you're not supposed to violate an Isser, even though it's an Isser Kal, because your cheshbin is that it's Osir, and you can't do something Osir in order to save someone else from being over even on the Isser Chom. The exception to the rule is if it's a mitzvah rabba. If the second person is being over on an Isser Kal, in order to prevent the second fellow from being over on an Isser rabba, or in order to enable him to become a mitzvah rabba, then, if it's mamash, a substantial mitzvah or a substantial isser that's going to be violated by the first person, then the second person could take that into account and be over an isser kal to save the other guy from being over on an isser chom. So that's the second chilek, the chilek between a case where it's an isser rabba or a mitzvah rabba and a stama case where it's osir. So those are the two chilukim and taisis. Says the Beis Yosef, in our case, we have both dispensations, we have both exceptions to the rule, because in our case where the daughter got captured and they're taking her to convert her to Christianity, to convert her and to be Mavira al Adas, says the Beis Yosef, we have both a theorem of Taisis. Number one, she was not Peshaya. She was not Peshaya, she was captured, it was against her will. So we have Heter number one. And Heter number two, this is an Isser Rabba. This is not Stam and Isser, a regular run-of-the-mill Isser. This is a tremendously vast Isser, the Isser of completely rejecting the religion, completely falling away from the Yadus. In that case, it's considered an Isser Rabbah, and we would say Chatei, according to the second Shita of Taisis as well. Memela says the Beis Yosef, and it's Kapask in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Shin Vov. It's Mutter for the father or anyone else to violate an Isser and of Tchumen or any other Isser Shabbos in order to save this girl from completely going out of the religion and converting to Christianity. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah the following chilek l'halacha. How do we paskin l'halacha with respect to this question of chatei bishvil sheyizke chavercha? Do we, in general, paskin that you can violate an isser kal in order to prevent someone else from violating an isser chomer? Says the Eliyahu Rabbah, brought down in the Mishneh Berurah l'halacha, it depends on whether the second individual is going to be over on an Isser Deiraisa, but he's going to save his friend from being over on an Isser Chomer Deiraisa. That means they're both Isserim Deiraisa. Just one is more Kal, one is more Chomer, and you want to do the Isser Kal and save him from doing an Isser Chomer, but both cases are Isser Deiraisa. And the second scenario, in which the second individual will only do an Isser Derabbanan, and he will save his friend from being over on an Isser Chomer, which is Deiraisa. Says the Mishneh Berurah b'shem the Eliyahu Rabbah, if individual number two is going to do an Isser Deiraisa but save his friend from being over an Isser Chomer Deiraisa, then you need both conditions of Tosfos for it to be Mutter. Number one, it has to be a case where the first individual was not Pesheya, and only then is it Mutter. So number one, it has to be that he wasn't Pesheya. Number two, it has to be for a Mitzvah Rabbah or an Isser Rabbah. So, says the Rabbah, when we're talking about the second individual doing an Isser Deiraisa to prevent his friend from doing an Isser Deiraisa that's more Chomer, you need both conditions fulfilled in order for it to be Mutter. When it comes to an Isser Derabbanan, if the second guy is going to do an Isser Derabbanan to save his friend from doing an Isser Deiraisa, then you need only one of the two conditions to be fulfilled. Number one, it has to be either a Mitzvah Rabbah that you're saving him from missing out on, or it has to be a case where he wasn't Pesheya. But you have one of the two options. You need one of the two conditions, if it's an Isser Derabbanan, in order for it to be Mutter. Azay zok the Eliyahu Rabbah. However, the Mishneh Berurah does bring down, in Shaar Tzion, that the Magen Avraham seems to disagree with the Eliyahu Rabbah. And the Magen Avraham holds that in all cases, if the first individual is Pesheya, he was doing his Isser B'mezid, you're not allowed to have the second person do an Isser Kal to save him from doing an Isser Chamor, even though you have the other condition. So according to the Magen Avraham, no matter what, even by an Isser Derabbanan, if the first person was Pesheya, you don't save him from the Isser by doing an Isser Kal. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees. The Eliyahu Rabbah holds as long as you have one of the two conditions, that suffices, and that enables the second person to do the Isser Kal to save the first person from doing an Isser Chomer. There's one final very interesting point brought down in the Paiskim, discussed by the G'dayli Achreinim, and that is the case of the Nachla Shiva, who says, it's Machlikas Achreinim, but according to his opinion, a person who says, I am going to go off the Derech, and he threatens to himself convert out of the religion and, let's say, convert to Christianity, says the Nachla Shiva, even in such a case, you're allowed to be over an Isser Kal to save him from being Maver Ladas, because it's a Mitzvah Rabbah, and even though he's seemingly Pesheya, nevertheless, you're allowed to be over even on an Isser Deraisa, and even if it's only a Suffolk, if you're going to be successful in saving him. So that's his Chiddush, and he says, you're going to tell me that he's Pesheya? He's not such a great Pesheya. It could be his Yetzirah was misgaber on him, and therefore he's a little bit of onos, he's a little bit of a person acting against his will, and therefore you don't render him to be a complete Pesheya, and therefore you could be mater even in Isser Deraisa in order to save him from falling out of the religion. And he says that even when it comes to a person who is in physical danger a person who's sick, he's also somewhat of a pesheya, because ein misa b'lei chet, if the person is very ill, it must be that a certain chet that he did cause him to become in this state of sakana. And nevertheless, we're matar a person to be over an iser to save him from his state of danger. And therefore, there's always somewhat of sakana, somewhat of a pshia involved. Nevertheless, it's mutter. Therefore, even if the person himself threatens to go and convert out of the religion, it's mutter to go and be over on an iser in order to save him from this loss of yadus. And even if that means being over on an iser deraisa to prevent him from falling out. Most Achronim disagree, the Shvos Yaakov and others disagree, and they hold that no, if the person himself threatens to be over and be Maver Ladas and fall out of the religion, convert to Christianity, in that case he's a real Peshaya, and if we're talking about an Isser Deraisa, you're certainly not allowed to be over an Isser Deraisa to extract him from his precarious situation. However, there is one Nekuda where the Shvos Yaakov himself says a Chiddush. And says the Shvos Yaakov, even in a case of physical sakana, if the person himself threatens to undergo this sakana, to undergo this loss of life, he's a pesheya, and you don't have any chiv to go and be over an isurim to prevent him from dying. So if let's say a person says, I'm going to commit suicide, he threatens to take his life, then he's like this person who's threatening to go off the derech, and he's a real pesheya, and therefore, just like by spiritual danger, you're not mechuyev to be over an iser to save him, so too, when it comes to physical danger, you're not mechuyev to be over an iser to save him. That's the shita of the Shvos Yaakov. However, the Tzitz Eliezer disagrees, and others disagree as well, and they say that no. When it comes to a question of physical danger, even if the person himself threatens to take his life, nevertheless, you are allowed to be over an iser, even iser deraisa, to save him from dying. And we don't completely equate the two cases, the case of the spiritual danger and the case of the physical danger. And that is the last machlekes between the Shvos Yaakov and the other achronim, the Tzitz Eliezer, regarding a case where a person threatens to, let's say, take his life, to commit suicide. Do you say that that's considered a bona fide pshia, and therefore the matzil is not allowed to be over an iser to save him? That's machlekes between the Shvos Yaakov and again, that's the Eliezer.